Warning, the following podcast features stunts performed by professionals. Accordingly, us, the producers, must insist that no one attempts or recreates or reenacts any stunts or activities performed by these professionals talked about on this podcast. Hi, I'm Dante Vanni.
And I'm Nate. I'm the co-host here too.
And this is the Wool Earth Podcast.
Welcome.
All right, what stunts are we performing today, Nate?
We're going to be talking about Jackass. I don't know if that's a stunt. We're going to talk about Jackass. We're going to review the latest Jackass movie for everyone that really needs to know.
Yeah? It's called Jackass Forever, right?
Jackass Forever, and that's how long it took.
Is this a send-off of the old cast to a new cast? Because when I watched it, it kind of felt like a send-off to Johnny Knoxville, Steve-O.
I'm going to cut right to the chase. Yes, it totally was a passing of the torch kind of setup for this movie. And that wasn't necessarily obvious for me before seeing it. I didn't know a lot about it before we got into it.
Right. Before we even did this podcast, I recorded my theories on it.
Oh, but, yeah. Let's throw it in right now. Do you want to play it now?
I think we should play it right now.
Okay.
So, I know that we are about to watch Jackass Forever. Just some preliminary thoughts, especially because I know that Bam Margera had a falling out with the Jackass boys. Regardless, I think the stunts are going to be pretty crazy, especially if this is the fourth one and the final one, I'm assuming, because it's called Jackass Forever. I hope the stunts are wild, and I hope there is a storyline that they follow, or at least documentary style, but like mockumentary, something like that. I think it would be a really cool narrative idea for them. Besides that, I do think it's going to be a fun watch through. If I was to rate it, I would say it's probably going to rank in the 60s, maybe 50s. We'll see what happens. I'm excited to jump into it, so let's get this movie started.
As you just heard, like, I was wondering if they were going to amp it up for themselves, and they definitely didn't. A lot of the stunts were performed by
Aaron.
They mainly gave almost all of their bigger stunts to him.
Yeah.
I thought Steve-O and Johnny Knoxville were going to try and go bigger than they did before with themselves in each stunt, but it seemed like trying to just like soft pass the torch or like hard pass the torch onto these younger boys. So,
And girl,
yes.
Right. Yeah. Can't exclude her.
But first, because this is kind of a drunk review, we're going to be drinking throughout this.
Strangely appropriate.
Yeah.
We don't condone underage drinking, and we don't suggest anyone drink while listening to this podcast while driving.
That's true.
But if you happen to be
at home, chilling, or at work, hanging out.
No. Okay, maybe not at work. But if you are at work, you know, you got to put that in a different container. Don't make it as obvious.
Oh, my God. You're really going full back.
No, I'm not. It's just a Diet Coke. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's not Jack and Coke. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Ooh. Okay, that was kind of loud.
That was beautiful, though. Like, all right. We'll tone it down, but that was beautiful.
Our first drink, we are both drinking a hazy IPA.
Yes, a hazy little thing by Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
So, my thoughts of the movie, I really enjoyed it. It wasn't as extreme as 2 and 3, which I found better for my liking. Like, they didn't send anyone into space in a
space.
Well, what I mean by that is like they didn't like toss anyone in into the air like 50 feet in a
well, they had the rocket in the
I was going to say in a
Icarus.
What are they called? What are those things called? The outdoor toilets. What are those called? The
porta potties?
Thank you, porta potties. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
they didn't
okay.
send anyone into in a space. Like 50 feet up.
Oh, I see.
In a porta potty.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think they didn't have anything like crazy extreme like that in this movie. I was disappointed.
Yeah, maybe it was them just trying to introduce a new cast or like not scare the new boys away.
And girl.
Yes. Sorry. I'm saying boys like as in like.
I'm just messing with you by bringing that up because like, it just makes you look bad.
Thanks.
Okay, so I didn't like the movie. We covered it. That's it. Thanks for listening. If you guys want to follow us, you know, what's the...
Oh, that's it. That's the whole podcast.
Yeah.
We have been Wool Earth. Come check us out. Oh, also.
No, that we're not ending it there. I just wanted to mess with you. Can you think we're done?
You're just trying to prank me today.
No, it's April Fools. It's Jackass. We just got to be keeping it real.
It is.
Anyways, thanks for following us and check us out on our Instagram.
So are we actually done?
No, we're not done. I just wanted to throw off the listeners and throw
God
you
damn
out.
It.
Okay, no. Okay, we don't have to actually end the podcast there. But yeah, so I didn't like it, you liked it. We'll get into our reasons on that. So now, let's talk about the history of Jackass leading up to what the franchise has been. Let's see how it got to there. So in the 90s, originally started off as a magazine company.
Oh, Skateboard Mag.
Skateboard Magazine. And all of the failed bits ended up like the funniest pages that people always like go to that in the magazine. And at one point, Knoxville was a writer. And he said, I'm not a good skateboarder or any of that, but I can write something funny. And he came up with an idea of writing testing equipment out with a pepper spray, a taser, and the gun.
The stun gun,
yeah. And he did it to himself. And they used pictures to put in a magazine. But the footage was so funny that the producers of the magazine said, we need to make a video of this. And they compiled a bunch of little skits that they did that were for the magazine and made it into a little video series for Big Brother. Oh, then they came across Bam, and he was a skateboarder also. And he tried to make videos for people that didn't like skateboarding. And so he mixed skateboarding with a bunch of random skits and pranks. And somewhere along the lines, Jeff Tremaine, the director and producer of Jackass, and Knoxville said, we got to get this guy who's the East Coast us, because they were on the West Coast. So Bam was over there and they got a hold of him. And the first season of Jackass aired in 2000. And it aired for a year and a half. So when they did the TV series, the first season was not even really them. It was other footage they compiled to make, and the crew didn't even know each other. And then season 2 and 3, they actually worked together. Then they actually ended the show because they were having issues with airing footage. MTV was like, this cannot be on TV. And somewhere along the line, some producer from Paramount said, you guys should make a movie. And they're like, just more of what you just did, but
for an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. And
or 2 hours, and we'll eat it up.
and there's no censorship. And so that's where that went. And by the time they did that, they were just filming nonstop, and they ended up with too much footage.
Wow.
So they had all this additional footage. The fact that they knew people would want to pay to see that. And so that's they actually didn't do that for the first movie. The second movie is when they created a 0.5. For the first movie, they didn't really go as extreme. Then after the first movie ended, they said, it's over. Jackass is done. We're not doing any more Jackass. And that's where the crew split up, and half of them did Viva La Bam and the other half did Wild Boys.
Okay.
And the idea there was...
So that's where Wild Boys came.
Yeah, that's where Wild Boys...
After the first movie.
It was actually after the series was... The TV series was done and the first movie was done. And then they did
Boys. And then they did Wild Boys, right?
And the idea behind that was that they wanted to bring a nature show to MTV. And they were like, why not? And then Viva La Bam was like their attempt of just continuing like more Jackass prank stuff. So that's where Wild Boys started. And they filmed 5 seasons. Viva La Bam was also being filmed at the same time. I actually kind of preferred Viva La Bam.
I was going to say, Viva La Bam was off the fucking wall. Like, watching that show was just crazy.
Yeah.
Like, half the shit he got away with his, I don't know, was April his actual mom?
Yeah, okay. He doesn't call her mom, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm always like, is it like his dad, like, remarried or something?
No, that's his mom.
He calls her April. But anyway,
after Wild Boys was being made, they were like over Jackass. Like, never again was Jackass going to be made. So during the production of the final season of Wild Boys, Viva La Bam was also ending. And they were like, we're done with the show. We don't want to do it anymore. Wild Boys was also on its last season, but they didn't really know it was its last season when Knoxville showed up and was just so ready to die. He was like, have them shoot me with this pellet gun while I'm getting attacked by this dog who's chasing me with a security, with these police or military guys that had tasers on them. And he was going to do all this stuff. And it got to the point where Jeff Tremaine, the director and producer, pulled him aside and said, if you're going to die for TV, why not do it on a big screen rather than doing it for a television show? And it kind of just pulled him aside and was like, we need to just end the show and just start filming a movie. And
that's crazy.
Then they called all the Jackass guys from the Viva La Bam crew, and they were like, well, you guys are done with your show. Why don't we bring the gang back together and, like, all be excited for, like, a reunion, really? So when they did Jackass 2, everybody was, like, way more intense on trying something to overtop them to the point where they said almost everything was gold. But, again, we don't have to stay on Jackass 2 forever. It's just that one I have the most memories of 2 being like just the most intense. It's my favorite Jackass out of all of them. So yeah, Jackass 2 had so many skits that I kept on, and it was skit after skit after skit that in a row. Of course, there was some that didn't work for me.
Yeah.
But the opening shot of them running down when the bull's chasing them.
That was fucking
then
hilarious.
Then right after that, the puppet show. Then right after that is the Valentine. Then right after that, Firehose Rodeo. I was like, oh my god, can it fail? And then I think a few after that was the I think it was called the Brand. Oh, it's just so
and
funny.
And then he goes to his parents' house 3 days later and he's like, I'm gonna show Phil in April the Brand.
Look at my ass.
And April's like, oh my god.
She's like, there's so many great ones. And then, of course, like the bull hitting them, the teeter totter one I loved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's just a lot of. On the I can't forget the rocket, which almost killed him. Then, right after that, is I kind of think one of the best bits of the movie, which is the terror taxi, which is a prank in a prank. Which we haven't even mentioned. I mean,
That was a horrible. That was like horribly ethically. Like,
definitely aged badly, but it's
so
still
bad.
It's still funny, but it's, in a different context of what made it funny.
Didn't he glue pubes to
his
face?
Well, that's the prank within
it
a prank.
It was literally everyone's pubes.
He's pranking a taxi driver that they think he's a terrorist, but the prank is on him because they also hired the taxi driver, so the taxi driver's in on it, and they all shaved their pubes, or pubic hair, and glued it onto his face. Okay, fast forward. Then, 4 years after that, the gang gets back together to do Jackass 3. Yeah. I think there's a level of maturity happening when it comes to 3, because a lot of them cut back, including Steve-O, who completely went sober.
Yeah,
after
2,
he was like on everything. And in 3, he was not on anything. And he was only, I think, a year and a half sober. And so he was very uncomfortable in his own skin.
Going into 3, they were like, okay, we have something. We have a brand. We have people that like what we're doing.
Yeah, they felt
so
much more confident, more comfortable.
Exactly. If we're laughing, everyone's laughing.
Yeah, they got to the point where they didn't feel like they needed to outdo themselves anymore. They didn't have to risk themselves for the extent of making the movie better. They were like, if it's good enough and we're happy and we're laughing, they're going to laugh too. And that's the attitude they had with this third one, which kind of leads into where we are now. Where the fourth one is.
All right, now that we're leading into
let's open another can.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You just listened to the history of Jackass. Don't forget to hit that follow button. Set your notifications for when we upload a new episode. Thank you for supporting the Wool Earth Podcast.